This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hi, this is Julianne with the February 23, 2024 edition of the Week Junior U.S., and we'll start with the week's big news. The first article is Supreme Court Hears Trump Case. A historic case came before the U.S. Supreme Court, America's most powerful court of law, on February 8. The nine members of the court, called justices, heard arguments about whether former President Donald Trump can be disqualified from appearing on ballots in the 2024 presidential election to be held on November 5. Trump is currently running for a second term in office and is expected to be the Republican nominee for president. What was the case about? In September 2023, voters in Colorado filed a lawsuit to prevent Trump from appearing on the ballot in that state. They said he is ineligible because he violated Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which is the highest U.S. law, which says that no person who has engaged in an insurrection or open rebellion against the government can run for office. Trump faces criminal charges for encouraging thousands of his supporters to attack the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, to try to overturn the results of the 2020 election and prevent Joe Biden from becoming president. The Colorado Supreme Court agreed with the voters, ruling that Trump's actions on January 6 violated the amendment. Trump appealed the ruling to the Supreme Court of the U.S., or SCOTUS, which has a final say on issues involving the Constitution. What happened at SCOTUS? The justices heard more than 2 hours of arguments from Trump's lawyers and attorneys for the state of Colorado. Trump's lawyers argued that an insurrection did not take place on January 6 and that Section 3 also does not specifically mention the president and therefore does not apply to him. They also argued that all Trump did that day was speak to the crowd, using his right to free speech, which is also protected by the Constitution. Lawyers for Colorado said the January 6 attack was unprecedented in U.S. history and clearly qualified as an insurrection. They argued that Trump betrayed his presidential oath to uphold and protect the U.S. Constitution and therefore should not be eligible to run for office again. Why is this significant? SCOTUS has never before heard a case like this. Section 3 has rarely been used since Congress decided in 1872 that members of the Confederacy, which are the southern states that fought to defend slavery in the Civil War, would not be prosecuted for insurrection. The justices' decision will also affect whether Trump can appear on the ballot in other states. Officials in Maine have said that Trump can't appear on their ballot either, and people in states including Illinois, Minnesota, and Oregon have sued to keep him off their ballots as well. The last time SCOTUS was this involved in a presidential election was in 2000, when the court decided a case that determined whether George W. Bush or Al Gore would become president. The court decided in favor of Bush, who served from 2001 to 2009. What will happen next? Based on the justices' questions and comments during the argument, many legal experts have predicted that SCOTUS will overturn the Colorado ruling and decide in favor of Trump. Experts said the justices seem to be suggesting that giving individual states power to decide on a presidential candidate's was extraordinary and could cause chaos for the nation. SCOTUS often takes months to hand down decisions, but the court is expected to move quickly in this case, likely offering a ruling within weeks. The Supreme Court decisions are final and go into effect immediately. The information bubble is words to live by. Equal justice under law is written above the entrance to the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. And the sidebar is decision about Biden. On February 8, a special counsel, which is an attorney appointed by the government, declined to press criminal charges against President Joe Biden for mishandling classified papers after he was vice president, which was from 2009 to 2017. The lawyer said Biden kept documents he shouldn't have, but the charges wouldn't hold up in court. The next article, Russian astronaut sets space record. On February 4, cosmonaut, which is a Russian astronaut, Oleg Kononenko, set a new world record for most time in space, logging 878 days and 12 hours while aboard the International Space Station, or ISS. He surpassed the previous record of 878 days and 11 hours, which was set by fellow cosmonaut Gennady Padalka in 2015. Kononenko, age 59, is originally from the country of Turkmenistan. He began his career as an engineer and became a cosmonaut at the age of 34. Since 2008, he has made 5 trips to the ISS. For his current mission, he traveled aboard the Soyuz MS-24 spacecraft and docked last September. Kononenko's mission on the ISS is not over yet. He is set to return to Earth on September 23, by which time he will have spent 1,110 days in space. "I fly into space to do what I love, not to set records," Kononenko told Russian news agency TASS. "I've dreamt of and aspired to become a cosmonaut since I was a child." And the next article is Notre Dame Cathedral will reopen. On February 3, French officials announced that Notre Dame Cathedral, which was partially destroyed in a fire in 2019, will officially reopen on December 8, 2024. Notre Dame is located in Paris, the French capital. The reopening will be followed by 6 months of celebrations, ending in June 2025. Notre Dame, a famous example of Gothic architecture, is more than 850 years old and a symbol of France worldwide. Before the fire, about 13 million people visited each year. The cathedral has been mostly closed to the public since April 15, 2019, when the fire broke out in the attic. More than 500 firefighters fought the blaze. Notre Dame's 315-foot-tall spire, which is a pyramid-like structure on top of a building, and most of its roof collapsed, but its towers were saved. Many priceless artifacts inside the cathedral, including the grand organ and the stained glass rose windows, were also preserved. Restoration began in 2021 and has cost about $760 million. Much of the work is historically accurate, meaning workers used traditional techniques and materials, such as wood from 200-year-old oak trees for the roof. Some modern updates were made, including new lighting and a new entrance. In a letter, the Archbishop, which is the top religious leader of Paris, thanked the firefighters who helped save the building, along with those who have been working to rebuild it. "Notre Dame is a landmark for all," he said. "This cathedral is there for everyone." And the information bubble is, did you know? Notre Dame is located on the Île de la Cité, a small island on the Seine River, which runs through the center of Paris. Now we move on to animals and the environment, where we learn why dogs wag their tails. Dogs are well known for wagging their tails when they are happy or excited. Recent research has revealed, however, that canine tail wagging is more complicated than many people believe. A group of scientists analyzed more than 100 studies on how and why dogs wag their tails. They found that dogs' tails wag more to the right when the pups are experiencing positive feelings, such as joy at seeing their owner. Tails wag more to the left when dogs encounter something that makes them nervous or uncertain, such as another dog that is acting aggressively. When a dog's tail is wagging low to the ground, it is a sign that the pup is being submissive or obedient or trying to please or calm someone. Dogs seem to understand that different manners of tail wagging can communicate different meanings. For example, when dogs see videos of other dogs' tails wagging to the left, they show signs of stress. However, humans still have a great deal to learn about tail wagging. One big question is why dogs wag their tails so much. Dogs are descended from wolves, but a study found that puppies wag their tails far more frequently than wolf cubs do. The researchers suggested 2 possible explanations. One is that the humans who first domesticated or tamed dogs may have preferred dogs that were friendly towards humans, so those dogs were more likely to wag their tails. Another theory is that people were drawn to the rhythm of a wagging tail, so they were more likely to choose dogs that make this motion often. This characteristic would have been passed down to the dog's offspring and beyond. The scientists say further research should be done, such as taking images of dogs' brains while they wag their tails, to understand more about the behavior. We still don't know exactly which parts of the dog's brain control which features of the tail wagging, researcher Andrea Regevagna told science.org. And the information bubble is fun fact. The longest dog tail ever recorded was more than 30 inches long. It belonged to an Irish wolfhound named Keon. In the sidebar, the many uses of tails. Tails help fish swim and birds fly, while lemurs' tails help them to balance in trees. Elephants, horses, and bison use their tails to swat away insects, and stingrays and rattlesnakes use theirs for self-defense. Foxes' bushy tails are good for keeping warm. Hippos spin their tail to scatter poop, marking their territory. The animal of the week this week is pink fairy armadillo. Scientists have learned that the pink fairy armadillo, the smallest armadillo species, has two layers of skin, one covered in white fur and the other in bony plates. This unique double layer has not been seen in any other mammals. They live from 5 to 10 years in central Argentina. They grow about 6 inches long by eating ants, snails, worms, and plants. And the fun fact is, enormous claws help these sand swimmers navigate their underground habitat. The Ask an Expert question is, how do otters give birth to their babies? Most otters give birth in dens on the banks of rivers or the shores of lakes. Sea otters are the exception. They give birth in water. Baby otters are called pups or kits. Sea otters typically give birth to one pup at a time, whereas river otters may have litters of 3 or 5. In the how-to section, we learn how to refresh your bedroom. Give your space an update with these simple tips and tricks. Whether you've outgrown the theme of your bedroom or you just want to make a few changes to give it an updated look, you don't need a big budget to make it happen. With a few smart strategies, you can give your room a whole new feel. Here's how you can get started. Clear the clutter. Before you start freshening up your space, take a look around to see what you have that you could give away to someone who could use it. Ask an adult for 2 bags or boxes, one for items you want to donate and one for anything that can go directly in the trash. Once your room is neat, you can see what kinds of changes you want to make. Think about light. One simple room update that has a big impact is switching up your lighting. One idea is to hang inexpensive LED string lights on a wall. Or you could try neon wall lights or a retro lava lamp on a nightstand or desk. Moving a lamp from another part of the house to your room, with permission from an adult, can also add soft lighting to your space. Consider color. Another inexpensive change that can have big results is paint. Ask an adult if they're willing to help you paint an accent wall in your room. An accent wall is a good chance to take a risk with color, since it's only one wall. You can choose to paint the wall behind your headboard or even a closet door. If you don't want to paint, you could check out peel-and-stick wallpaper or decals in fun patterns or sayings. Layer your space. Ask a parent whether your family has extra blankets, throw pillows, or small rugs you could use in your room. They will add new colors, textures, and patterns that will instantly liven up the look and feel of your space. Add personal touches. Personalize your room with photos of family and friends. You can ask a parent for any spare picture frames or pick some up together at a thrift store or craft store. Print out photos and frame them up for display. You could also frame your own artwork to hang on a wall or prop up on a dresser. The information bubble is wow. The average person spends the equivalent of 33 years in bed during their lifetime. And the sidebar is storage solutions. Baskets. You can use baskets in multiple sizes to stash items and keep your freshly updated room tidy. A big basket can hold extra blankets in a corner. Small baskets or boxes inside a drawer can keep items like socks sorted and organized. Shelves. With an adult's help, put up a shelf where you can display a collection. That could be a treasured book series, your assembled Lego creations, or your favorite sports caps. Under bed storage, specially sized bins that slide under a bed are a great solution for storing your off-season clothes, bulky items like hoodies and sweaters, and extra shoes. In science and technology, scientists call for changes to emojis. A study of the emoji database, Emojipedia, found that there are currently 92 animal emojis, 16 plants, 1 fungus, and 1 single-celled organism thought to be a type of bacteria. Scientists say this does not accurately represent the diversity of living things in real life and should be addressed. More than 3/4 of animal emojis are vertebrates. There are very few arthropods, or animals without a backbone but with a hard outer shell, which make up the majority of animal life on Earth. While there are multiple species of ants and crocodiles, there is only one emoji for each of those animals, and creatures such as flatworms are not shown at all. The study did find that the number of animal emojis has increased from 45 in 2015. The types of animal emojis are more varied as well, with the addition of a worm emoji in 2020 and a coral emoji in 2021. Having a more diverse set of plant and animal emojis could make it easier for scientists involved in conservation to communicate digitally. It could also help raise awareness about how many different kinds of life forms there are on the planet. In our increasingly digitized society, we should not underestimate the potential of emojis to raise awareness and foster appreciation for the diversity of life on Earth, said the study's authors. The information bubble is wow. Of the 3,782 emojis currently available, the 3 most popular are the red heart, check mark button, and sparkles. Under Amazing Inventions is a smartphone that reduces distraction. A new, simple smartphone is designed to reduce distractions and increase comfort and productivity. The minimal phone resembles an e-reader and can be used for calls, texts, emails, and basic apps, including ride-sharing and navigation. One of minimal's features is a black and white display, which is best for reading but discourages social media use. A large touchscreen offers better visibility, and a traditional keyboard allows for efficient typing. It will be made with eco-friendly materials. The special section is all about the Brooklyn Bridge, a fantastic feat of engineering. The Brooklyn Bridge, which stretches over New York City's East River to connect Brooklyn and Manhattan, is traveled by thousands of people every day. One of the city's most stunning sights originated as one man's bold idea. A plan forms. In 1831, engineer John Roebling immigrated from Germany to the U.S. He was a pioneer builder of the suspension bridge, a type that features a roadway hanging from wires called cables. One day in New York City, Roebling was riding a ferry across the East River from Brooklyn to Manhattan when he had an idea. To city lawmakers, he proposed a bridge with cables made of steel, connected by 2 stone towers to make it stronger than any bridge ever built. Above the road would be a pedestrian path to stroll over the bridge on fine days. In 1867, his plan was approved. Building begins. The construction of the Brooklyn Bridge began in 1869. It was dangerous work and caused several deaths, including that of Roebling, who died from an infection contracted in an accident at the site. His son, Washington, was named chief engineer in his place and began directing the work. The bridge opens. A citywide celebration took place on May 24, 1883, to mark the bridge's opening. It was attended by thousands and presided over by U.S. President Chester A. Arthur and New York Governor Grover Cleveland. Emily Roebling crossed the bridge first in a horse-drawn carriage from the Brooklyn side and with a rooster in her lap as a symbol of victory. Within 24 hours, an estimated 250,000 people had paid a penny to walk across the bridge. By the mid-1900s, transportation had evolved, and the Brooklyn Bridge needed to be able to accommodate more motor vehicles. A reconstruction project took place from 1944 to 1954. The rail and trolley tracks were removed to add more driving lanes, bringing the total to 6. A historic landmark. The Brooklyn Bridge was designated a National Historic Landmark in 1964 and a National Historic Civil Engineering Landmark in 1972. In 2021, the bridge received another update with the opening of a new two-way protected bike lane to accommodate the increased popularity of cycling in the day. Today, the bridge spans 6,016 feet and is free to cross. With its stunning views in both directions, the bridge provides passage to more than 110,000 cars, 30,000 pedestrians, and 3,000 cyclists each day. The first information bubble is strong structure. The steel cables that were used to build the Brooklyn Bridge contained more than 14,000 miles of wire and weighed nearly 3,500 tons. The second is, did you know? The longest suspension bridge in the world today is the 1915 Çanakkale Bridge in Turkey. It spans nearly 6,637 feet. Popular place. Brooklyn has the highest population, about 2.7 million people of the five boroughs that make up New York City. And the sidebar is the Brooklyn Bridge in the movies. As an architectural icon, the Brooklyn Bridge has been a setting for many movies. In the 1988 Disney animated film Oliver and Company, an epic chase scene ends on the bridge. In another animated film, The Secret Life of Pets from 2016, a Jack Russell Terrier named Max finds himself in a tricky situation on the bridge until Gidget, a fluffy white Pomeranian, comes to his rescue. In the world of live-action movies, the bridge appears in Disney's Newsies, a 1992 musical based on the true story of the 1899 newsboys' strike in New York City. In one scene, the newsboys stand on the bridge gazing at the skyline. In another Disney movie musical, the 2007 hit Enchanted, Giselle and Edward, who are transported from a fairy tale world to New York City, take a leisurely stroll across the bridge while Edward enjoys a hot dog. In sports, Kansas City wins the Super Bowl. On February 11, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22 in overtime, or OT, to win the Super Bowl, the championship game of the NFL, or National Football League. The Chiefs, who won last year, are the first back-to-back champions since the New England Patriots in the 2003-2004 season. It's the Chiefs' third Super Bowl win in 5 years. Super Bowl 58 was played at Allegiant Stadium, just outside Las Vegas, Nevada. It was a rematch of the Super Bowl in 2020, which the Chiefs won. The last time the 49ers won a Super Bowl was in the 1994-95 season. The contest began as a hard-fought defensive battle, and the first quarter was scoreless. The 49ers opened the scoring in the second quarters when Jake Moody made a 55-yard field goal. At the time, it was the longest field goal in Super Bowl history. Later in the second quarter, San Francisco extended its lead to 10-0 on a trick play that began with receiver Juwan Jennings receiving a lateral pass from quarterback, or QB, Brock Purdy. Jennings then threw the ball across the field to running back Christian McCaffrey, who ran for 21 yards and a touchdown. The Chiefs kicked a field goal right before halftime to trim the deficit to 10-3. The second half had exciting moments, too. About 5 minutes left in the third quarter, Kansas City's Harrison Butker made a 57-yard field goal, breaking Moody's record. Later in the quarter, after the 49ers didn't field a punt cleanly, Kansas City got possession of the ball. The Chiefs scored a touchdown on the next play for a 13-10 lead. By the end of the fourth quarter, the teams were tied 19-19. In OT, the 49ers got the ball first. They drove down the field but were stopped near the end zone and settled for a field goal. At that point, the Chiefs had to tie up or score a touchdown. After a 75-yard drive, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes connected with Mecole Hardman on a game-winning 3-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes finished with a combined 399 passing and rushing yards, in addition to throwing 2 touchdowns. After the game, he was named the Super Bowl's Most Valuable Player, or MVP, for the third time in his career. And the information bubble is fun fact. Football teams wearing white jerseys have won 16 of the past 20 Super Bowls. and the sidebar is history of the game. The Super Bowl was once a world championship game for the NFL and its rival, the AFL, American Football League. In the first one, in 1967, the NFL's Green Bay Packers beat the AFL's Kansas City Chiefs. The competition was officially named the Super Bowl in 1969. Next, U.S. and Canada play rivalry series. The 2023-24 Rivalry Series, a set of seven exhibition games played between women's national ice hockey teams from the U.S. and Canada, has come to an end. The final game was played on February 11 in St. Paul, Minnesota. The teams had been tied 3-3 entering Game 7, which Team Canada won 6-1, giving them the overall victory in this year's series. In women's hockey, Canada is the top team in international rankings, and the U.S. is the second best. This is the fourth time the rivalry series has been played, and Canada has won it three times. The first four games of this year's competition were in November and December. The U.S. won the first three, and Canada won Game 4. The series resumed on February 7 for the last three games. By winning four games in a row after being down three, Canada pulled off what is called a reverse sweep. They won last year's rivalry series in the same way. Games 5 and 6 were played in Saskatchewan, Canada. Team Canada won Game 5 by a score of 4-2 and shut out the Americans 3-0 2 days later. That set the stage for the winner-take-all Game 7, which Canada dominated with strong defense and excellent goaltending. The U.S. team had many scoring chances, but they were down 3-0 until Haley Skumura came through with a goal in the second period. Canada immediately answered back to extend their lead 4-1. They scored twice more in the third period. In April, the teams will face off at the Women's World Championship in Utica, New York. Last year, the U.S. beat Canada in the gold medal game. We'll finish up with around the world. In Mount Everest, Nepal, the rules are established for waste removal. Local Nepali authorities have set new rules requiring Mount Everest climbers to carry their poop back down to base camp, which are campsites at the base of the mountain. While climbing, people usually either dig a hole as a makeshift toilet or defecate out in the open. Temperatures are so low on the mountain, however, that the poop cannot break down and is starting to smell bad. In Brasilia, Brazil, children receive dengue vaccination. On February 9, children between 10 and 14 years old started receiving vaccinations, which are medicines that prevent an illness, against dengue fever. Dengue is an infection that is spread by mosquitoes, and cases have risen in Brazil this year. High temperatures and more rainfall than usual are thought to be causing an increase in mosquitoes carrying the disease. Well, that's all the time we have this week for the February 23, 2024 edition of the Week Junior US. This is Julianne, and have a great week.